fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the very first day of November, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We still have it being legal in all 50 states, believe it or not, to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I wouldn't be surprised if California changed that, or maybe Oregon or Washington State or New York. But we do. We start with a pledge. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to get your thermal imaging and or night vision equipment now while you can. There's, relative to the population of this country, there's very little night vision and thermal imaging equipment available in normal times. You know, if there was a crisis, it would all be sold in a day or two, and it would be gone, and that would be it. So it may be a financial hardship, but this may be one of the things that's worth going into some short-term debt to make sure you got it when you need it. Make sure you got plenty of extra batteries and a way to protect the equipment from EMP. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon Green is a former officer in the United States Navy, the most advanced prepper I've ever known, and I've known a lot. And he's also quite expert in anything and everything to do with essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How are you doing, sir? Thanks for the
call. Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, this weekend, I was running around in the rain, but still trying to get the chicken tractor done. I was up till 9 o'clock last night welding with lights on and everything, so I'm getting lots of progress done. I'm almost done. I'm going to put the coverings on the top and then paint the bottom while it's dry this week. And then I should be able to put the girls in the tractor. I got 24 eggs yesterday alone. So they're still producing, and I'm going to have to run some electricity at them, because if you give them 14 hours of light, they continue producing throughout the winter.
Now, for those who don't know, tell people, what is a chicken tractor?
Yeah, a chicken tractor is a mechanism that allows you to move almost like a coop, that gives them protection from predators and protection from the elements, as well as, in my case, I even put a rollaway box, two rollaway boxes that allow them to lay and protect it from other hens that might want to peck them and eat them, which I think I've gotten one or two of them. And then it allows you to pick them up, and it doesn't affect the cuticle. They don't lay in the chicken poop, and they're clean. So then if you have hundreds of eggs, or in my case, 1,000 eggs or more, you know, you're not wasting time doing all that washing. All you have to do is a quick wash and then break and freeze and then into the freeze dryer, and then you have 25 years of a complete protein that can be used for your group and community, or you can barter and things of that nature.
Okay. And so a chicken tractor is not something you move from place to place then, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. That's why they call it a tractor. You can move it.
Oh. And why would you want to do that? Why would you want to move it?
Yeah, so like in the summertime when there's lots of grass and ticks and chiggers, the chickens can, you know, go outside if you have enough dogs and guardian dogs to protect the chickens from aerial threats and from, you know, all the predators. So the advantage of being able to move it is the grass changes, you know, on a daily or, you know, a weekly basis or however long you change it. Plus, all that fertilizer and manure will beef up that area. So when you get back to that area, maybe a year later, now it's completely, you know, it's been revitalized. It gets rid of a lot of the weeds and things of that nature. And so there's a path. I call it the swath now, in which you can see where the chicken tractor was and where I've had to drive over it to pull them up the hill. But and in one spot, I even got 5 spaghetti squash, in which I fed them some spaghetti squash. They didn't eat one seed or pass through their system undigested, and it was completely separate from my Hugo culture garden. And I got this huge, beautiful spaghetti squash plant that grew, you know, 800 feet away from the house. And it would have kept going if it wasn't for the 2 nights of freezing, 9 degrees Fahrenheit, that killed it. But the squash still tasted great, and the chickens get to eat it. So it's pretty neat to see how much they can improve the environment and also saves money, because you're not spending so much money if they get to increase their protein and caloric intake by eating what they want to eat.
Pretty amazing. I assume once there's snow on the ground, the chicken tractor stays put until everything thaws out. Is that accurate?
Not necessarily until it thaws out. You can still move it. You know, I'll just stick it in four-wheel drive. And, you know, I was trying to keep it as light as this video I'd seen, but mine is a little bit longer, and it doesn't have all the plastic that they had. So mine actually has metal roofing on it. So, yeah, they will go out into the snow. And even from last year, you know, when I was here before, but last year it snowed maybe for about 4 or 5 days. The snow stayed on the ground. Unlike Colorado and Idaho, you know, it doesn't stay on there for 2 months and 3 months.
Right. So
they can still get out and play, and it gives them a lot more freedom than, you know, chickens that are cooped up in metal cages, which I didn't want. And every time I drive by, you know, Amish places and other places here in Missouri, I'll see chickens running around in the front yard, and I'm just like, oh, I wish my girls can get out. So it's almost like a little bit of freedom and the ability to run around and have the fresh air. But the challenge is the animals, the raccoons, they're like, oh, I'll go eat them. That's why I got the 3 puppies, and I'm getting another dog, a male dog of a different litter later this week. And then they'll be used as a guardian and security guards. Dogs on the property.
Well, what my grandmother told me when I was a boy was, if a dog does eat a chicken, you're gonna have to get rid of the dog, either give it away or shoot it, because once they get the taste of that chicken, they won't be able to leave them alone.
Yes, sir. And I've heard of other people. I mean, there was just one dog up in Idaho, that wonderful dog, but what the guy did was, and I've read people doing the same thing, is that they will take the dead bird and they wrap it around the dog's neck, and it carries that carcass all over the place. So I can't eat it, but it smells a stench. And so, yeah, I think I'd try that before I shot the dog. But yeah, I agree with you.
Nope, Yeah, well, dogs can be very helpful, but they can also be a problem as well. Well, Leon, this is Tuesday. We'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. Jeff Nyquist will be with us. The prognostication of what may or may not happen on or before today apparently hasn't happened yet. It's still early in the eastern part of the actually in China there, it's already the 2nd of November, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that time has already come and gone for China since they're across the date line. Well, that's okay. I'll take peace and tranquility anytime over war, won't you?
Yes, sir. Did you see that? I meant to send this to you, but not YouTube, but Gmail is not very good at sending out pictures. But I had a letter from like 30 Democrats that actually asked Biden to stop the escalation. And AOC's name was on there.
Really?
And it went up to say, yes, I'll just send it to you as a link instead of the actual letter. And so the letter was, within 24 hours, was redacted and withdrawn. And they all blamed their staff, saying, oh, we had no intention of doing it. But they were like,
No.
A
letter to the President of the United States by a member of Congress is not left to a staff member. That would cost them their job. They'd be gone in a heartbeat.
And yes, sir.
The way to tell if that was true is to see if the people who did this were fired, which they're not going to be because they didn't do it. And if the congressperson fired people who everybody on the staff knew didn't do anything, they would have in the open insurrection or they would have sabotage on the part of their remaining staff people who didn't get fired.
Yes, sir. Mike Adams talked about it, and then I actually went online and saw the letter on the official letterhead, and it was numerous sources. ABC News even talked about it, and so there were many instances. So it wasn't a one-off, hopium junk. It was actually legitimate. But their excuse was lame. That's what I'm trying to say. Just like, I watched the Fetterman Dr. Oz debate. That was so pathetic. That's the reason why nobody wants to go against Carrie Lake and have hers, because Fetterman, with his stroke impact, he's even worse than Obama. I mean, Biden is. He opened up the debate by saying, good night, everyone.
I know.
And just went downhill.
Yeah, how humiliating. Yes. The right thing for him to do would have been to resign. I've been told, or what I've read, that I haven't been told, but I've read that his wife wants this thing so bad that she apparently was a key player in him not resigning from this race.
Sounds about right. It sounds like what Joe Biden's doing.
Yes, very likely. I should mention the call number is 512-248-8252. My prepper tip of the day is to get your night vision and thermal imaging. I have both. I have a good quality night vision scope. I have a good quality thermal imaging scope. Especially when I bought the night vision, it was a financial hardship for me to do that. It was a sacrifice, but I understood the importance of it, and I made that sacrifice, and I'm glad that I did it. And it's a game changer. The film 13 Hours is the best Hollywood rendition of the advantage night vision gives you in a battle at night. I assume you've seen the film, Leon, haven't you?
Yes, sir. About 4 or 5 years ago, yes.
We've shown it at movie night a couple of times here in Davisville, but it's a docudrama of what took place in Libya with the situation where the U.S. ambassador was killed. He died of smoke inhalation. The good Libyans got him to a hospital. He was still barely alive, but he died anyway. But regardless, it was during the Clinton administration, and the Americans were under siege, and the Clinton administration put our troops on stand down. We had Marines that were in airborne, ready to parachute in, that were told not to do that, and they had to turn around and go back to where they came from, I think Italy. And there were jet fighters that could have done overflights and scared the hell out of the opposition, but they were denied that. Lots of opportunities to save American lives, but that was all denied by the Obama administration, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was almost like Mogadishu Part 2 about incompetence at the political and diplomatic level. And so it's like, if you're going to send the guys in, either give them support or don't send them, and don't come up with lame excuses. Or in this case, when they left Kabul, they had lame excuses for leaving everything behind. So it just shows you that the epic failures the whole Democratic Party and our leadership has done.
Incompetence doesn't have intent with it. Now, there was the Navy admiral in charge of that part of the Mediterranean. He was basically arrested by a CIA underling, is how I would describe him,
really?
And put on stand down.
No, sir, because they always have security with the admiral. So I can't believe that the Marine that would be his security detail, or bulk of Marines, depending on his level, would have put that gun to the CIA head and said, you either back off, or we're going to dump you off the boat. I cannot imagine that happening. But these are probably the...
Yeah. We may or may not ever get the truth about what happened that day on that ship, but it also reminds me of what happened with the USS Liberty in 1967, and there was U.S. planes that were going to rescue the ship, and the President of the United States put them on stand down, didn't he?
Yes, matter of fact, they have recordings of Lyndon saying, "Jen, I want that GD ship to go to the bottom of the ocean." And McNamara, they were being sent from Italy to go protect. And they kept strafing the ship, even though they had the Holiday Jack, the U.S. flag, up. And it's the largest ensign, the flag on board the ship. It was a Sunday. And they strafed, and they sent in torpedo boats. They wanted that ship to go down and use that as an act of war. And that was a false flag. And that was the biggest embarrassment. And I don't call, I need to watch the movie again, or watch the movie period. I've seen clips. But yeah, it was, when I tell other people in the Navy, like, that didn't happen. I'm like, watch it. Read about it. And there's the only captain in the U.S. Navy that received a posthumous Medal of Honor. And that was done not at the White House. That was done off-site. So, and even the awarding the medals that they gave the guys that survived, that was done off-site. So, I agree. When I talked about incompetence, there's malfeasance. That means they want to be intentionally
right.
evil.
And one Israeli fighter pilot refused orders to attack the ship. Out of all the Israeli pilots, one Israeli pilot refused those orders and returned to base. He was probably disciplined or court-martialed, whatever they did to him. I don't know. A court-martial would make public what actually happened, wouldn't it?
Right. So it's like everything else, just, plausible deniability. And so when it rings true of what happens with what will happen here in America. People say, well, will we defend against the Chinese if everything hits the fan, if there's an inbound strike? And
here's our break. Hold on, Leon. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll find out what the oil of the week is when we get back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I'm proud to say I'm a doTERRA Essential Oils dealer, and they're available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Now, Leon, what would be the oil of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. It's called cedarwood. It's also known as Virginian or red cedarwood. So it's in the family of conifer cypress family, Cupressiae. I believe you're going to pronounce it. The extraction method is steam distillation from wood, and the primary uses are calming, tension, tuberculosis, urinary infection, and for a yoga application. So it's typically diluted with the carrier oil for children and those with sensitive skin. And you can also diffuse and inhale it directly. Matter of fact, it is in the oil Serenity that we have, so it's very good for sleep and sedation and relaxation. So what the chemical constituents that are naturally in it are sesquiterpenes and sesquiterpene alcohols, cedrol, and several others. So the properties are antifungal, anti-infectious, antiseptic both for urinary and pulmonary breathing, and astringent, a diuretic, insect repellent, and as a sedative. And the other possible uses are for acne, so teenagers love it, anxiety, arthritis, congestion, cough, cystitis, dandruff, psoriasis, purification, sinusitis, skin diseases, and water retention. And the main body systems that are affected are nervous and respiratory. And use caution with pregnancy. I like the way and how effective it's also used for eliminating pests too. So I also have it in with my oils for both, you know, inside the house to minimize the spiders, brown recluse and black widows, because they don't like the menthol from the peppermint, but they also don't like the cedrol from the cedarwood. So there's lots of benefits from that. And then, you know, you can get all these oils from John's website, and we have many programs.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still here, but I hear an inbound call, and I was like, I don't see my phone as still being on the phone, so I was quite quiet, like there's an inbound
that
call.
That could be. Yeah, these phones can be maddening. It's a good time to remind people. As of the other day, I now have a Twitter account since
wow.
Elon Musk bought it. Yeah, I'm learning that this technology can be maddening, but I'm learning it. And there's apparently a way to live stream our show, Leon, on Twitter video, which that will be an option that you can exercise if you choose to once we're ready to go in a week or two. And if you choose not to, we can just stick with the audio only. So it's a work in progress. I'm learning, and it's a challenge, but it's going to help everybody once we get this Twitter thing going properly. And I should let people know that if they follow me, I will follow them. I'm not even sure what that means, but that's what we'll be doing.
Since you're part of their tribe, but the way you can get the oils, go ahead, John.
No, go ahead. Let's remind people how to get the oils, because we almost got the bottom of the hour break. First of all, to get started with the oils, go to my website and do a little shopping. What you're looking for is the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. If you feel moved to do so, PayPal will finance that for 6 months with no interest, which is a good deal. So get that kit. Next, you want to get two different editions of the same book. The book has a simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition, and the most recent edition is only available as a digital format, I believe. Is it the 13th or 14th edition?
No, the 14th edition right now is apparently only digital, I guess. From
14th edition, right.
They're not selling any more hardback for whatever reason. It's expensive.
Well, that's just why they obviously want to save money. And then last but not least, you want a head start on how to get started, what oils to get. Give Leon a call. Or if you'd like to have a home-based business, give Leon a call. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
303-495-2188. If Leon's busy taking care of chickens, he will get back with you. He's very diligent about returning calls, aren't you, sir?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I got some info from many of your listeners over the weekend. And one was Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle and Tim Alberino, a video they had done back in 2014. It was very, very good. And it was very insightful, and I enjoyed it a lot. So I would definitely say, yeah, reach out. And, you know, even on the weekends, I'll call back, but normally in the evening. When it's not raining or snowing, I'll call back in the evening and we can talk.
There we go. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, everything is back up and running full speed. My Rumble archives are back up and running. My Brighteon archives, which have not been working since last June, are up and running full speed. We have new things being posted every day at my website. The latest news, of course, is that I now have a Twitter account, and we're learning how to, the men and women I work with, we're learning how to make that happen with the Twitter deal. And it's kind of exciting. All the new things going on with myself and my website. And, of course, the products that I offer are their full speed as well. The Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment, all the excellent products sold by Mike Lindell, is my pillow sheets and pillows and pillowcases and towels and so forth, the slippers, Liberator rocket heater, and, of course, the energy cleaner. We keep running into scheduling issues with Tom and I getting together for me to pick up the energy cleaners. It will be this week. I'm not sure what day. He's been on assignment out of town. We'll get this done. And I need to keep letting Peter in Australia know that we haven't forgotten about you, Peter. We're going to get those three units shipped off to Australia here before the end of the week. That's our plan. That is our plan. For the rest of you, if you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously. If the arthritis pain is keeping you from doing what you love to do, go for a walk, go hunting, fishing, ride a bicycle, go dancing with your honey, whatever it might be, you need an energy cleaner to get past your arthritis pain. And sleep, that's a big deal. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. If you're not sleeping well, the rest of your life is going to be messed up. So if you're not sleeping well, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We have open lines at 512-248-8252. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And, Leon, I get emails from some of the ladies who listen. They're kind of amazed at a couple of alpha male macho guys like you and I talk about how to do laundry with the essential oils. But even macho alpha males have to do laundry, don't we?
Yes, sir. And especially since you were in the fields, in the jungle for so long, you know, even they talked about this week, and, you know, it's a pleasure and not always a certainty that you can actually take a shower, especially a hot shower, when there's crises. And so, yes, I agree.
Here's a quote for you, Leon. You know you're in civilization when you can take a hot shower.
Yes, sir.
Because I've been places where that wasn't possible. But even a cold shower is better than no shower at all. And there's what we call a Navy shower. I can describe what a Navy shower is, but you're the Navy guy. Please describe for us a Navy shower.
Because of the, like, on board a ship with a carrier, and if you try to have a luxurious shower, like most Americans do, 15, 30 minutes or more, scalding hot. And so what they do is they put a limit, typically it's a 5-minute shower. And so you wash, you put water on your body, preferably hot, and you soap up, lather up, and then you turn off the water, and you're standing in the shower area, and you're cleaning off. You're using, you know, whatever scrubber you have, your hands, and then you turn on the water and do it again. So it's a very short shower. It's minimal water usage. Preferably it's hot. In most cases in the Navy, it is hot water, but and then you're out. And so it's a really fast shower, and it's really efficient. They're talking about 5 minutes maximum of water use, not 5 minutes. And many people can do it in the whole 5 minutes. So I've taken, you know, when we've had some outages here and that we had the power or the heater go out, yeah, I was back to Navy shower. So it's really quick in and out. So what is your rendition?
Basically the same, but there's another type of cleaning in the field, which, or wherever you might be, where all the water you have would be in an M1 steel helmet, they went into service in World War II, and they were in service until the early to mid-1980s when they came up with the Fritz helmet, which is not nearly as useful. The Fritz helmet is only useful as a helmet. But the M1 steel helmet, you would hold maybe 3 quarts of water. I don't believe it hold even a gallon, maybe close. And you you learn to be very frugal with the water and clean the cleanest parts of your body first, which would be start out with your face and ears and neck, and then work your way down and clean the dirtiest parts of the body last, which would typically be the hands, would be the dirtiest part of the body. And then whatever water you've got left, you turn over the top of your head and rinse off everything. And that's a, you know, a bath out of an M1 steel helmet, which is, it's primitive, but on one hand, on the other, it makes a big difference in your attitude, and your morale, and how you feel. The alternative of that is not washing at all, which is miserable. But typically, you're so busy trying to stay alive that you're not thinking about it at the moment. So,
yes, sir. When you talked about the helmet, yeah, we didn't have many helmets on board ship other than, you know, for DC damage control. And most people leave them just because of the importance. And so, yes, I agree. But yeah, we didn't have the helmet, the wonderful helmet shower.
I was just thinking while we were talking about the M1 steel helmet. It may be possible with modern metallurgy to bring the M1 steel helmet back into production with the same size, same shape, and same weight, but actually have tremendously greater ballistic resistance with modern metallurgy. What do you think?
Yes, and you could also insulate
it. And the liner.
Yes, sir.
The liner, I don't know what they made, some kind of plastic, but if the liner was made out of Kevlar, that would dramatically increase the ballistic protection, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I guess you just come up with a new project to work on now.
Well, I don't have time to do that.
Me neither.
I have enough M1 steel helmets in inventory for my whole team, complete with liners and chin straps and camouflage covers and, the whole deal. And the M1 steel helmet, I think, was brilliant. The Fritz helmet, it's called the Fritz helmet because it basically duplicates the World War II German helmet in terms of shape, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And of course, the special operations guys, they wear what might be called in industry a bump helmet, which has virtually no ballistic protection at all. But it's handy for night vision and the hearing protection, or the hearing headphones that you have for your radios and so forth.
Right.
They're handy.
I did buy one bump helmet.
Yeah, and they provide minimal protection against minor bumps against trees and or trucks or whatever you might be bumping against, but it won't deflect a bullet, will they?
Absolutely. So I couldn't believe how much because when you buy a Team Wendy or Cry Precision helmets, the true helmets, the Kevlar, those they're to the general public, they're $1,200, and I got one with $900 military discount. And then I found this one company that I'm actually a rep for out of California, and they make it here in America. And if you want to learn more information, but I was able to buy three of the same helmets that I was getting from Team Wendy. At the time, they were $300 or $350 a piece. So, I bought those for my team. I realized how important they were, and I had different sizes and different colors, and they all had the ability to do the headphones and the mics, and they can mount the night vision. So I agree with you and getting your thermal stuff together, because it's going to be crucial, and it's a force multiplier. So it's typically 1 to 9 is the ratio of what a bump helmet will do to one person to 9 aggressors, because you've now capitalized on dark, and that's why special forces would always have them going into theaters, because the opponents did not have it, so it was easy to take them out. And so that movie, like you said, 13 Hours, was very indicative. And talking about that, how did you like the binoculars this weekend? Did you use them this weekend?
The Kilo 10 rangefinders this weekend. I learned a lot about the Kilo 10, how they work, the advantages they can give you, the quickness that they offer. It's a excellent training tool, and it would be excellent in the field against opponents who don't have the capability of seeing that infrared signature, if we're not facing a sophisticated enemy, it'd be a great advantage. And if we are, even if you're at a base camp, for example, you can make a range card with all the known distances out to 1,000 yards or more, and then you do that in advance, and then once an enemy would show up, you would not have to turn on the rangefinder, because you'd have all that on a card right there in front of you, preferably a laminated card, so if it got wet, it wouldn't get screwed up. So there's lots of things you can do with that piece of equipment. Well worth the money, by the way.
Good to hear. I'm glad. And did you Did you decide to get more batteries? Did it last the whole 2 days with no issues?
I got a case of batteries.
Excellent. And these are 18650s, right? Or are they 123s?
I think they were they CR2s?
If they are CO2s, I'm gonna have to get a bunch of those, and I can't remember if they allow rechargeables, because they're not rechargeables, since they're going to be lithium. And
I'll have to look. I got the box over here out of reach, but getting anything that's critical that takes batteries, be sure you have lots of batteries. That's the bottom line, whatever it is.
And have you heard about Mike Adams talking about the diesel shortage? We have like 22 days left. Right now, and they're not talking about it much.
Mike Adams is out. We talked about that yesterday a bit with Sam there. But, everything stops. If it's a real deal, and I haven't looked into it all that deeply as to what the sources are, it's very likely that Joe Biden has really upset the oil company executives, and this may be by design as a way of getting back at Joe Biden and having the Democrats lose this election. That's a very good possibility. There's some people, something I learned, and you probably learned in the Navy very quickly, not to upset people that can hurt you. And,
Yes, sir, how I ended up in Iceland.
Right. So Biden has upset people that can hurt him, and that would be the entire oil industry, which is huge in terms of the political clout that these men and women have. Massive.
Yeah, look at Keystone Pipeline. The first hours he was in, executive orders that just came slamming down. So I know he has vendettas right now, that he's burned so many bridges.
Well, like I say, he made the first day in office, he made very powerful enemies.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of documentation that almost every war of the last 125 years have had big oil interests behind them. And the book that documents it was also an NPR documentary. The book is titled The Prize.
The Prize,
and,
okay.
There was a Special Forces guy who was in North Vietnam on an operation, and he said, my whole attitude towards the war changed when I saw Conoco offloading product to North Vietnam. So there's some people you just don't mess with, and big oil is one of them. That's a very true statement. I don't know who was advising Biden to make that decision on the Keystone Pipeline, but that was really bad advice, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And he made so many enemy of the 50,000-60,000 people that were affected the very first day. And they went all on, many of them went on unemployment compensation, and then it just started spiraling downhill. And then he had the audacity to say, and with my presidency, that the gas has gone from $5 back to $3.50 when he came in, it was like $2 and change. And then he got it all the way up to $6 and $10 in California. So, his separation from reality, and the fact checkers do not seem to check any of the things that come out of his mouth, or Fauci's for that matter. And so when they say things, they do whatever they want. But when you call it to them, there's no accountability by the fact checkers. So, and I just heard now they're going to have fact checkers that have YouTube. I just read it this morning, getting on the call, that they're going to have some kind of asinine authorization certification that you have to have everything according to the World Health Organization mandates. All their rules, it has to run to them first. So now they're going to go back to even Dr. McCullough, who invented mRNA, who says it should not be used by humans. He was banned when he was talking to Joe Rogan. And so this show, how YouTube is going to be quite oppressive, is just incredible. And it'll get worse, and they'll probably start coming after supplements like essential oils and anything natural like cancer.
Well, they've tried that. See, the problem is all these things like essential oils are just legally all they are is food. That's all
yes,
they
sir.
are. And I'm looking up the what Californians pay in tax per gallon of fuel, and it's $1.18 per gallon for taxes alone.
For state taxes, right?
California. If you buy a gallon of gasoline in California, $1.18 is just in taxes.
And how much?
So that's why.
How much is for 1 gallon right now? I thought they were still over.
Well, I guess that's going to vary in different parts of California, but no matter where they are, they're going to be paying $1.18 extra per gallon in Texas. Here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Big Tobacco lied, earning billions, killing millions, and addicting children. Today, Big Marijuana is here to market and sell a child's delight of high-potency, pot-infused candies, cookies, and treats. Since legalization in Colorado, marijuana is involved in more than one of every four road deaths, and the crime rate has increased 11 times faster than the rest of the nation. Don't be fooled. Protect Missouri's children and future. Vote no on Amendment 3. Paid for by the Randolph County Republican Central Committee, Ted Sander, Treasurer.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
OPEC Plus is expected to announce a cut in oil production today. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The oil producers cartel of OPEC Plus is meeting today and is expected to announce the largest cut in oil production since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Some are forecasting a cut of 1 million barrels a day. That would obviously raise the price of oil and in turn the cost of gasoline. And clearly, a steep increase in gas prices this close to election time would be a disaster for the Democrats. So the Biden administration has launched a full-scale pressure campaign hoping to stop the production reduction. Remember when America was energy independent and a net exporter of energy? Ah, the good old days. If only Biden had not attacked American oil producers, stopped pipelines, and ended leases, and drained the nation's strategic oil reserves. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Well, wish I was in the land of Cottonwood Town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. We're back. Leon, during the break I looked up the price of gas in California. On the low end, $4.34 a gallon. On the high end, $7.79 for unleaded regular. And as I mentioned earlier, $1.18 of that is tax. Socialism is expensive. That's why they have these high taxes, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I was watching a video. I don't have it readily available, but yeah, it talks about, you know, how socialism is. It was very apropos about how accurate it is in desiring your wealth, while you are saying, you know, let's take it from the one percenters. But they're reaching out to the one percenters, but they have their hand in your wallet at the same time, and they want you to all be equally poor. And it's a lot like Animal Farm. So yes, I agree. Socialism is pathetic. And in Canada, I still haven't heard any pushback about the handgun from, Justin Fidel Castro.
Well, handgun ownership in Canada was already severely curtailed, almost before the overall ban, the outright ban. Almost nobody in Canada had a handgun in relationship to the general population. It was very limited, extremely limited, and. These Canadian border guards, border police, whatever they call those guys, they treat handgun ownership as if it's as if you're possessing cocaine. I mean, it's just incredible the attitude of Canadian law enforcement towards handguns.
But they have it strapped to their hip. But it's okay for them to have it, but not no one else.
They don't see any issue with that at all. That's just, for them, that's just normal. Getting back to Joe Biden, I believe the second day of his presidency, after he signed that executive order to stop the Keystone Pipeline, that the boards of directors of the major oil companies were having meetings and deciding on what to do, and creating focus groups to decide how to best do it to make sure this guy was limited in every way possible. And I don't have any evidence, but my, knowing human nature and how groups of men will work together to achieve their goals, I think it's highly likely that they decided to shut down Biden by turning control of the U.S. Congress over to Republicans, which is going to happen a week from today. And once that happens, Joe Biden can do everything he wants, but without any money to do it, he's going to be pretty limited, isn't he?
Yeah, except for, the Israelis, this guy out there, from what I've read and what I've heard, and I sent this to Steve Bannon, was that even though this is a lame duck legislator or executive, they're in Israel, they have a treaty now that gives pretty much half of their new oil reserves that are coming from that Leviathan, that Python, not the Python, the Leviathan underwater natural gas. They're giving it half of that to Hezbollah, and so
it's not being given. There's money changing hands. This is not a gift.
I'm saying they're giving the money, 50% of it, to them. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Here's our break. We'll be right back with a Tuesday morning roundtable.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.